How does a person start to manage his ascents and descents himself? And this actually shows him and the Creator to the extent that it is He who is yearning, He who is accepting this path, agreeing to pay for coming closer to the Creator and exerting above reason. And then he understands that it is upon him to constantly search for that deficiency, for that lack. What else can be added to that? To connection with the Creator. What else are we lacking? Not that the descents that he got from above will work on him, but that he, during the ascent, as an elderly man who is searching, will take this time of ascent that and see that there specifically there is room to add with the greatness of the Creator. And then he turns day, seemingly, into night. He connects the night to the day. The darkness will shine as day. And then he wants all these shattered vessels in the system of Adam HaRishon after the sin. He is capable, slowly, slowly, gradually, from light to heavy, to raise them towards connection. That it doesn't enable the Creator to govern the ascents and descents, but my sons have defeated me. He takes this process and he does it himself, meaning he's constantly searching. Of course, it's through the group, the environment, the study and everything. He's constantly searching how he can raise the greatness of the Creator more and more.
Hello, friends. Good evening. My name is David from Petah Tikva. What great Rav we have. How he's enjoying our effort to unite right now. What a great step we have achieved. I wanted to address him today and during the lesson and say, Dear Rav, thank you for the opportunity. But I couldn't. But tomorrow, I will surely do it. I would like to try and do it. I feel very small here around everyone, and I'm really excited. We're talking about such great things. And we've made a preparation with our 10. We're together with this 10 for a long time. But I'd like to confess in front of you today that I'm really in love with them. It doesn't matter the number of our 10, but it's a bunch of people, really, really amazing people, and Gershon, and you never know how our meeting is going to start and how it's going to end. And every time, I thank the Creator for this opportunity, so we can unite all these yearnings to one point, to one single point that crosses our minds and our hearts. And it's not even our point. It's just the thoughts of our friends that want to bestow greatness to the Creator. So what's ascend and what's descend? If you're one with everyone, you only ascend. How every little thing is exactly this part of the puzzle that includes everything to none else besides of Him, good who does good. We have to be grateful for our friends, for the Rav we had, and let us feel the smallest in the world and see where Rav leads us. Chaim Bnei Baruch.
In every beginning, man must start anew, accepting the burden of heaven above. And it's not enough that yesterday he had faith in the Creator. For this reason, every acceptance of the kingdom of heaven is now considered a new discernment. That is, now he receives a part of the vacant space that was devoid of the kingdom of heaven, and admits that empty place and fills it with the kingdom of heaven. It follows that he has now sorted out a new thing which did not exist before he took that empty place and filled it with the kingdom of heaven. This is regarded as elevating a new spark into the Kedusha. Finally, from all the ascents, he always raises sparks from the vacant space into Kedusha, into holiness. It follows that from each and every descent, he arrives at a new beginning and raises new sparks.
Hello, dear friends. It's so great to be here speaking in front of you. And I've never spoken like this before. It's all from the 10. It's all from my 10. My 10 is actually standing here in my heart and talking to you. And this topic is very, very, very special, very unique. And we actually scrutinized it in our last meeting in the 10. And the conclusion, the sensation is that the descents are our entrance into the Holy of Holies in the temple, Kodesh HaKadoshim, where the high priest would come in and talk, communicate, adhere to the Creator. And this is what it feels. It feels like Rav brought us to this place that we've never been before. The most intimate clinging to the Creator. There's nothing else. And of course, it's absolutely impossible without the 10. So Rav gave us the 10s, the light, the Rav, and he brought us to this unbelievable place that we've never been before. And it's so, so special. And the descent, the word is meaningless. The descent is not an accurate word anymore. You can't call it a descent anymore. You can call it the most ultimate adhesion connection with the Creator. And we scrutinized this, and we all concluded that the key to this entrance, the key to this connection is to never believe yourself till the day you die. Don't believe what you feel. Don't believe what you know. Just turn yourself off. Turn your ego. Your ego is always screaming, no, this, that, every year. No, come here. No. Turn it off. Do not believe it. Do not listen to it. And only cling to the friends, the Creator. And with listen to the friends. Only what the friends are saying, only what the Rav is saying, what the sages are saying through the books. This is where the truth is. And then everything is smooths out. And I want to leave off with a prayer. The light that the Creator should give us strength to not believe ourselves. Never, ever, ever, in any kind of a situation, only cling to the friends, to the 10, and only act through that. L'chaim, friends.
ביחס שלי אני המכריע, במקום לקבל רוצה להשפיע, תיקון אמיתי יגיע אלינו, בתנאי שאני אחיה עבורנו. תן לנו כוח לצאת ממצרים, בלב ובמוח לפנות לשמיים, לקנות השוואה, לפקוח עיניים, לחיות בחברה כמו טיפה בין כוס מים. תן לנו כוח לצאת ממצרים, בלב ובמוח לפנות לשמיים, לקנות השוואה, לפקוח עיניים, לחיות בחברה כמו טיפה בין כוס מים. יחס שלך הוא טוב ומתאים, רק בזכותך נוכל להשיג, חמת השפעה אלינו תשיב, נקע בפני השפעה כמוך נגיד אז תן לנו כוח לצאת ממצרים בלב ובמוח לפנות לשמיים לקנות השפעה לפקוח עיניים לחיות בחברה כמו טיפה בפס מים אז תן לנו כוח לצאת ממצרים בלב ובמוח לפנות לשמיים לקנות השפעה לפקוח עיניים לחיות בחברה כמו טיפה בפס מים לה 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 תן לנו כוח לצאת ממצרים בלב ובמוח לפנות לשמיים לקנות השפעה לפקוח עיניים לחיות בחברה כמו טיפה בכוס מים תן לנו כוח לצאת ממצרים בלב ובמוח לפנות לשמיים לקנות השפעה לפקוח עיניים לחיות בחברה כמו טיפה בכוס מים
טוב, קודם כל ולפני הכל, הזדמנות היום להגיד, איתי רפאלי.
It's an opportunity for me today to say, איתי רפאלי, I love you very much. A dear friend, I know what's happening with you. I know what you're thinking. I know what you're feeling, my dear friend. With the intensity of the states and everything that passes through you and all your efforts to hold on to none else besides him all the time, the good who does good, and you're trying and you're doing, until sometimes also this is forgotten. And then you reach to a point where you only follow your daily tasks, only not to run away, like Rav says, and you only come to the morning lessons, to the Yeshivot Chaverim, to our gatherings. And here, you're here today, once again, alone with your states that you're going through, and you're feeling the pain from them, and you sit with the friends, with everything that's going with you, through you, and you are thinking right now, how much longer will I see and think about my states that I receive is with the intention for myself, that this is not right and that is not right. And you already feel like you're breaking. You only want that everything will be inside the intention for the group and with the group. You no longer want to receive it within what you are. And you already are, you're disgusted from your nature, and you feel like you're the smallest of the friends. And then, from those thoughts, you start thinking about the Creator and how He does everything to us, and how He was with you in all your states, how He suffered with you. Then you think that what he's telling you is actually that he suffers much more than you. And he wants to tell you that when you look upon your friends, and maybe everyone thinks about themselves, and maybe everyone does this in all of the world, when will they start thinking something good about me? Will they ask something good for me? And you feel like it's your father that's waiting for something great from his children to arrive. This father who gets up from the couch and leaves his children, and you see, and the children see his father, how he's living and how he's suffering. Because you don't want him to suffer. You just want to take this suffering upon yourself. You see how all of your reality is the suffering of your Creator, of your Father. and how you only search all the time. What can you do? Where can you reach? Where can you find the answer? How can you talk to your ten to raise their importance? Only not to let him suffer. Let him be revealed inside of him. Let him be happy. And then you realize that you don't care about anything. Only to give all your efforts to the ten, to the society, so the Creator can receive. Receive from them. And now I let a friend from St. Petersburg to talk. Hello, friend. Now I remember this story, how I talked to my friend from the Peter group about ascents and descents, and how he told me that he does not have descents. And I thought, how can it be a friend who doesn't have descents? And he told me that he has a path, he has a trip to travel, and I'm going towards the Creator every day that I live, every second. And those descents is a wrong word for them. They are confusing us, not in justice. We need to annul those descents by ourselves. We need ourselves to take control over the Creator, over the Ten, like in a computer game, where you press the buttons A, B, C, up and down, pause and stop, so we can control the unity of the group, of the friends, to unite what we were born to do, so the greatness of the Creator can be revealed right now inside the group. Not tomorrow, not yesterday. And it doesn't matter how much each friend studies. Someone can study a day, someone can study a year, and someone 30 years. But the greatness of the Creator just comes and it unites everyone. What we are waiting for today, everyone as one, is to press that button, to press the button start, the button of unity that is between us. It always was there, it always existed. We only take the dust off from it, and we find this button, and we press the button, and we press it, and we press it. L'chaim.
Listen to what's written. I ask for your own benefit. He who is wise and wants to gain save time does not wait until he suffers a descent from above. Rather, while he is in an ascent and wants to acquire the importance of the state of closeness to the Creator, he begins to depict to himself what is a state of descent, meaning how he suffers from being far from the Creator, compared to how he feels now that he is close to the Creator. It follows that even during the ascent, he learns from the discernment as though he were in a state of descent. At that time, he can calculate and discern between an ascent and a descent. At that time, he will get a picture of the advantage of the light over darkness. Since he can create a depiction of how he was back in the state of the descent and thought that the whole matter of the work of bestowal does not belong to him, and how he suffered from these states when he wanted to escape the campaign, and only from one place he could get some relief, meaning only from one hope, that he thought, when will I be able to go to sleep? For then he would escape from all the states of impatience, when he felt that the world has grown dark on him. Now, during the ascent, he sees everything differently, At that time, he wants to work only for the sake of the Creator. He has no concern for his own benefit. From all those calculations that he will do during the ascent, it follows that now he has a place where he can discern between light and darkness. And he does not need to wait until he is given from above a state of descent.
במקום שבו כולם ערבים זה לזה ואוהבים זה את זה יהיה לי למולדת רק במקום שבו כולם שואלים מה טעם לחיי רק שם אוכל למצוא את הטעם ועד אז גולה בארצי, גולה בעולמי, גולה, גולה בתוך עצמי, ועד אז, שלי שלי, שלך שלך, גולה בעולמי, גולה, גולה בתוך עצמי. רק במקום שבו כולם ערבים זה לזה ואוהבים זה את זה יהיה לי למולדת רק במקום שבו כולם שואלים מה טעם לחיי רק שם אוכל למצוא את הטעם ועד אז גולה בארצי, גולה בעולמי, גולה, גולה בתוך עצמי, כן עד אז, שלי שלי, שלך שלך, גולה בעולמי, גולה, גולה בתוך עצמי, שבו כולם ערבים זה לזה ואוהבים זה את זה יהיה לי למולדת
חברים אהובים
Beloved friends Today, I got a very special gift during the day. Peak of heaviness, being bothered by the mundane problems and troubles, everything you can just imagine. You just want to put your head down and go to sleep. And suddenly, you get a message. You're speaking in today's gathering of friends. What can you say? That same second, of course, you want to say no, no way. But inside there's like this link, this excerpt you're supposed to speak about, and then you hear the Rav talking, you hear the Rav explaining how there's this rope given about the greatness of the Creator that takes you out of all of your troubles, all of your problems, out of your tiredness. But of course, you're still in that state of tiredness. You're still in that state of heaviness. So you don't feel that rope. So what do? You turn to the tent. And you ask for them for help. And then you begin to feel the system that starts working. And the first video conference begins, where you speak of the greatness of the Creator, and each one throws his rope into the tent. Then you continue the day, and it's not easy, but you feel confident in the tent. And then the second video conference arrives, and you feel how the friends are just raising you and raising you. And I felt slowly that all I need is to just give myself away to the friends. Let them throw you all the ropes, but just catch them. Make sure to catch them, because they're being thrown to you all the time. And for me, this was a really a huge gift to feel the greatness of the Creator through the friends, through the Rav, through this gathering of friends. And this is what we need to give each other all the time, to throw each other these ropes of the greatness of the Creator, and that will help us float above all the tiredness, all the heaviness, everything we feel. Because everything is just nothing. It's just nonsense. But only the friends, only the ten, only greatness of the Creator. Chaim.
בזמן עלייה הוא צריך לזכור ולומר שבמקום הזה שיש לי עכשיו עלייה.
During an ascent, he must remember and say, in this place where I now have an ascent, I had a descent, and the Creator saved me and raised me from the netherworld, and I emerged from death, called removal from the Creator. And I have been rewarded with some measure of nearing to the Creator, which is called some measure of dvekut, with the life of lives. For this a person should be thankful. For by this he has now come to a state where there he suffered. And now he is in a mood of delight and pleasure, because the Creator, bringing him closer, has given him a new kelim of a lack that he can fill with the state of ascent that he is in now. It follows that he extends a light of joy in new kelim that he has obtained now by looking at the miracle that he has had where the Creator saved him. Therefore, when he considers the suffering, it is as though now he is the recipient of the suffering. And now he fills them up with pleasure. It follows that depicting to himself the state of a descent causes him that the ascent he has received now will spread in the new kelim according to the rule, there is no light without a kli.
Friends, we're really happy to be speaking during Yeshivat Havim. This path, there's no other words than it's always new. It's always renewing itself. We've been studying for many years together, and it seems like just now we're hearing new work that we have. Say that we're in this ascent, and we've all been in an ascent, where it's almost like you have superhuman powers. The goal feels as it's the most important thing in your life. You're helping others. You're bestowing to others. You're living the Rabash method perfectly. and this is an ascent. And we've learned recently from Rav how we can go even higher, which is just really cool because it makes us think that everything we've gone through in our life is not in vain. It has a purpose. So now when we're in this amazing ascent and we feel the love of friends and there's nothing better than the society, we think of all the friends we've known through the years and our great Rav, what else is there to do? Well, now we have our work. We have Reshimo. And we've all gone through a lot of ups and downs. In the New York Center, actually, we have a whiteboard or a blackboard, and it has like mountains, like little ups and downs on it to show ascents and descents. And we stare at it every day to remind us of the path. So as we're in that ascent, we can look back when things did look a little bit black, when we had doubts in the path, when our old self is no longer there and we feel like the Creator abandoned us. And that's really what a descent is. We lose the greatness of the Creator. We start thinking that we're in charge. So we take that reshimo and that memory, and we try to integrate into it, to go even higher. And we're just really excited. We scrutinized this in our 10, this morning and in all the 10s, in New York. And the main takeaway is that now we have extra fuel or extra gasoline. Because before, I think 2 days ago when Rob started talking about this, there was a sense, you know, okay, I'm in an ascent now or I'm in a descent now. And we kind of knew what the work is, but now we're even adding more ability and more fuel to that. So in our ascent now, during this amazing Yeshivat Harim where we're surrounded by friends, we can look back on some of our descents and integrate into them and mingle in them and realize that was the same us. And as Yigal from Toronto said, we don't trust ourselves until the day we die, because we're not the ascents, we're not the descents, we're this one united Kli always. So really excited, friends, and L'chaim.
התפעלות מגדלות שלו.
Inspired by his greatness. Now the question is, how can I add to that an additional deficiency? That I want him to be even more in control. Where do I take these vessels from? Usually we take them from the friends. That's where all the vessels are. How do we even need to measure the ascent, the descent, according to the Kli? Not according to my inspiration of the greatness of the Creator, but according to the Kli. That there, we need to find either lack of greatness of the Creator or greatness of the Creator. That's the connection between us. What needs to fulfill this connection between us? The greatness of the Creator. That's called the upper light. The greatness and importance of the host. And according to that, I give to him, I get from him, I mean those intentions towards him, as the Baal Sulam tells us in the example of the guest and the host. But the Creator, what he fulfills us with, is his greatness. You finding excerpts about that? That's it. So, I have a 10. With that 10, according to with the importance of the friends in my eyes, I search for the importance of the Creator in my eyes. There can't be the importance and the greatness of the Creator more than I have the greatness and importance of the friends, that's for sure. If I do have more, then that's examples that you get from the Creator. But you won't reach it in practice. You won't. Not in a way that you have an awakening from above, but in practice, to reach Him, you won't be able to do that. Not to yearning, not to connecting, not to the revelation of His greatness, His importance, but only unless you go through the relationships towards the friends. And towards the friends, they will become the kli of what you want to attain from the Creator. The importance, the greatness, eternality, everything. This is exactly where love of others to love of the Creator is applicated. In the meantime, it's a little bit confused. We can't exactly talk about it in a what it seems to us as clear, but it will settle in. It'll settle in this week. We need to work on this.
Wow.
What a great work Rav is preparing for us for the coming week. First of all, I'm really excited to be here together with you and to receive this holiness that we have in this state where friends from all the world are gathering together to build together this same greatness of the Creator that is revealed in the connection between us. It's just a great miracle that is happening right now. It's a holy moment that friends from Kiev and St. Petersburg and Haifa and Zichron and Moscow are leaving all the nonsense of this world and are coming together in order to strengthen these people that are called the nation of Israel, are called Bnei Baruch, in order to build a society where we can raise the greatness of those holy friends that is none other like them in the world, so we can reveal the light in the connection between us, where every one of us is just like Sagi. During the day, he's just nothing until a small ring, a small buzz from the friends just brings him back to life, brings him back to the thought about Rav. And until a few more hours have gone by and the friends give another injection of greatness. The Rav gave an example that if a person is scared of a dog, that there are two states where there is a dog and there is none, there isn't a creator, or another state where the creator is hiding the dog behind him, and then there is no dog. Just one of the things we are learning, where Rav is taking us, so we can make the Creator live along with the Creator in our veins, in every second. So a week like we are going to have is a week that each person has to wait for him for his entire life. And we have to be grateful that our teacher is feeling confident that we can rise another step forward, another step closer. What else can we say other than say thank you to the Creator, thank you to all the friends, and sing another song with our band. L'chaim, friends.
צדק ותוכי ולכל סדק שנפטר נכנסת אהבה היא ממלאת את החלל אני מחויב לי דאגה ממלאת את החלל אני מחויב לי דאגה עמוק עמוק בפנים אני מרגיש את הקבוצה מתוך שברון הלב כולם יוצאים להתקפה וכך זה מתגלה לי טיפה אחר טיפה שאהבת החברים היא התרופה היחידה אהבת החברים היא התרופה היחידה לילה 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 לילה
אין דבר וחשלו מורגש אצלי בתפילת רבים כולנו יחד בשמחה ובחיבור הניצוצות נדליק את הלהבה ובחיבור הניצוצות נדליק את הלהבה עמוק עמוק בפנים אני מרגיש את הקבוצה מתוך שברון הלב כולם יוצאים להתקפה וכך זה מתגלה לי טיפה אחר טיפה שאהבת החברים היא התרופה היחידה אהבת החברים היא התרופה היחידה אהבת החברים היא התרופה היחידה אהבת החברים היא התרופה היחידה לא 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 כשהים מעלה גליו ברוגז והגלים עולים לשטוף העולם כשמגיעים ורואים את חול הים כשהים מעלה גליו ברוגז והגלים עולים לשטוף העולם כשמגיעים ורואים את חול הים מיד נשברים וחוזרים לאחוריהם ושוקטים יד נשברים וחוזרים לאחוריהם ושוקטים ואינם יכולים לשלוט ולשטוף העולם ואינם יכולים לשלוט ולשטוף העולם הגלים עולים לשטוף העולם וכשמגיעים ורואים את חול הים כשהים מלא גלה ורוגז והגלים עולים לשטוף העולם ורואים את חול הים מיד נשברים וחוזרים לאחוריהם ושוקטים מיד נשברים וחוזרים לאחוריהם ושוקטים ואינם יכולים לשלוט ולשטוף העולם ואינם יכולים לשלוט ולשטוף העולם לשלוט ולשטוף העולם
Лехаем в ней ворох!